This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I have a long commute via public transportation. I handle this long commute by reading books, which has become an enjoyable and peaceful part of my daily routine that I have grown to love. I have a coworker who lives close to my apartment/train stop, and we both take the same public transportation route to the office. I often find myself bumping into him. I think he is a lovely person. However, he always wants to chat. I never see him with a book or headphones, so I believe that he may be bored on his commute and eager to chat. I see him frequently enough, once or twice a week, that I am now asking you for help on how to handle this. Can I even try to escape the conversation to get back to my book, or is that rude and inconsiderate? I would be fine chatting on occasion, but this frequently for up to an hour is a bit stressful and burdensome, especially early in the morning or right after work, the two times where I'm not in the best place to casually chat with an acquaintance. Should I move cars? That seems somehow ruder. Is there a way to have my personal space without causing offense?
I'm so sympathetic with this situation. It's almost like your workday is beginning an extra hour early.
I know, and ending an extra hour late.
It feels like a little minor nightmare to me. Also, I love my commute, my morning commute, when I listen to podcasts, when I take language lessons. It's awesome.
We get it.
I think you're okay getting back to your book.
I think so, too.
Your podcast.
Totally
I think
okay.
That you give someone the attention, the engagement, you say hello, you acknowledge your humanity, but also your connection, the fact that you work together, the fact that you see each other, the fact that you're acquaintances, and then you excuse yourself from the conversation, and you can do that very politely. It doesn't need to be a big deal. I think that you start off with just the quick and the simple. Hello, chit-chat. Good to see you. We take this train together. I've been listening to this great podcast. I can't wait to hear what happens next. Bang, done. You're out of there. And I think that there's always room to expand that conversation if you need to.
Yes.
That if that's not working, if someone persists, if they don't take the little cues and they figure out ways to re-engage, you can always then expand into that longer. I so look forward to these commutes when I can disengage, read my favorite book.
One of the great things about our question asker is that she's saying, you know, like, I don't mind talking to him sometimes, just not every time. And that is a delicate balance. And on the days where you can afford the conversation, go for it. So that, and I'm just calling him Jim, so that Jim, you know, knows that it's not like when I see this person on the train, I can't even look at her. She really wants this time to herself. You want that moment where it's okay to engage, but it's really funny, but people will get used to you being confident in directing your own behavior and theirs in a situation. Jim will start to trust that you're going to tell him when the conversation is over. And you might go the whole train ride talking to Jim one day, and you might say, hey, you know, I would love to chat another day on our commute or something like that.
You're reminding me that it's oftentimes a point of arrival in a friendship when you can enjoy each other's company in silence, when you start to recognize each other's cues. And there's actually something to, I think, what you're exploring, this idea that you start to teach each other what your cues are for, I'm going to take this time. And maybe your best commute buddy is the person who you can say hi to and then read the paper that you like to read every day.
It doesn't all have to be nonverbal cues. It's okay for the cue that Jim learns and listens for is for you saying, I'm going to do my reading now. Or the cue comes the other direction when you ask Jim more about his day and you can keep the conversation going.
Our work relationships are often important. We often don't have the same amount of choice that we have. So I think taking a little care with how you interact with your colleagues and coworkers outside the office as well as inside is really worth your time. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.